Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 63 of Q&A Selling Online. It's a beautiful sunny day in Alberta. This is December 10th today? What is, hold on. Let me double check. That's right. December 10th. It is plus 10. I live in Alberta, Canada. So trust me, if it's December 10th, the weather is plus 10. It's not Fahrenheit, okay? So plus 10 is 50 Fahrenheit. So some of you probably live in Texas where it's, I don't know, 120 Fahrenheit right now. And you're thinking, wow, that is cold. Let me tell you, 50 Fahrenheit or plus 10 C is beautiful weather for this time of the year. I spent the last 10 years in Fort McMurray, which is 500 kilometers north of where I am right now. And minus 40 is an everyday occurrence. And minus 40, for those that don't know, 40 below Celsius is the same as 40 below Fahrenheit. That's where both of them meet in the scale. Minus 40 Fahrenheit is exactly the same as minus 40 Celsius. And that is every single day a normal occurrence, right? It's not even, although it doesn't snow much, because when you get to those temperatures that cold, it doesn't snow that much. So you go around, you know, only a couple inches of snow around, but minus 40. And then if it gets a little bit windy, that's when it hurts, when it's minus 40. Minus 50, there's days that I used to work at the oil sands, and there was a lot of days that we had to do some work outside. And when you're wandering around outside, let's say minus 56, I remember one day working outside near a pond, and we're setting up some pumps to pump the water from that pond. And in order for the water not to freeze, to be moved, we would have to set compressors pumping air into the pond. And now the air goes below, and with this movement, and it creates these bubbles, the friction of the bubbles in the water does not allow for the water to freeze. So that's pretty much the technique we would use for the water not to freeze next to the intake of the pump. And now the pump goes into the water. The one part where the compressor is bubbling, and those are called bubblers, where that compressor is set up, that's the only part of the pond, for instance, that is not frozen at that temperature, right? Now, we put the intake into that area to kick in the pumps, and it starts pumping water. But the particular day, I remember it being minus 56, and it was windy. So, minus 56 plus a bit of wind, man, it is unbearable. And it would be 5 minutes at a time. We would have our pickups running. Pickups were running with the heat on blast. And then, okay, let's go. We go, open the doors, go do something for 5 minutes. And trust me, those are miserable 5 minutes. Your snot will freeze, your tears. Because it's windy, you kind of tears come to your eye and to your eyes, and your tears will freeze. So basically, it's like having a rock, you know, a half-inch rock in the bottom of your eye frozen. Your nostrils will freeze because there's steam every time you breathe, and so the inside of your nose will freeze. And man, if you twist your ear really hard, you can break your ear off without even knowing. And it's kind of funny now because I'm away from it. But so all of this just to say that plus 10, oh man, this is so beautiful. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt. I've been outside. This is amazing. So I don't even know. Now it's been almost 5 minutes. I don't even have time to go with the. I'll do a quick question. Actually, I got. Let me read it here. I thought this was spam for a bit, and I actually had it deleted. And then when I went back, I saw that maybe it wasn't, just because there was a link attached to it. So I kind of treated it as spam. But it says it's from Erich. I believe it's pronounced Erich. I would like to start a free WordPress blog on WordPress site, not my own domain, but I don't like the themes they provide. Can I use a downloaded theme on there? I have seen some WordPress hosted blogs with different themes, so it looks like it's possible. And that is something that you just reminded me. I started a few blogs this back in the day when I didn't, you know, I didn't have my own servers or none of that stuff, and I didn't have much money to be able to host a site somewhere else. I started a couple WordPress free blogs, which would be, you know, something something dot wordpress.com, and actually Blogger. I have a Blogger too. I created one about poker, and I'll pull it up as we speak. So it's still in Portuguese. So this is pre 2006. After 2006, I decided to make everything in English. Okay, I found it. I found it. This is so exciting. I created one. Here you go. October 6, 2005. And this is a blog spot. It's, oh man, it's beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about these so many years without even going there. And they still exist. So one is a blog spot. And the other one is a Blogger. Wow. Blogging about poker back then on the Blogger. The other one is just stuff about me and my friends. So I'm not even going to share the domain on that one. It's something.blogspot.com. Anyway, back to your question. Sorry, I got lost there. About these themes, I'm not sure. I see that there's, you know, about 20 different themes that you can pick. And I have the basic on both of mine. I never did anything special. And again, this was back one in 2006 and one in 2005. And I haven't been there. Last time I posted was probably 2007. I got a post here. So that's been almost, you know, that's 10 going on 11 years since I posted anything there. I remember not having access to all of the themes, just about some 20 of them. Erich, I don't think it's possible. If anybody else knows of a way to do this on a free WordPress, actually, again, these are not WordPress, so all of my WordPress are free, but they're the ones that I host myself. So all my WordPress are self-hosted. I don't have any of the free version, although the WordPress is, you know, WordPress.org is absolutely free. So you download that, upload it into my server, and then I create my blogs from there. Okay, so I did log in. I found the email and I logged in, and this is just bringing back so many memories. I realized that I actually have another account. This is a 2010 account, a DJ account under the Blogger. And now I noticed that Blogger and Blogspot, wherever I go, they all merge to blogger.com. So it must have been an acquisition there. Anyway, I was doing social media marketing in 2010. This is incredible. I was doing on MySpace. I was doing social media marketing on MySpace for rock bands. So all rock bands and heavy metal bands, they wanted to have more users, more followers. I'm not even sure if at the time it was called followers or friends or connections, what it was. But that's what I was doing. And I had software and I had a few accounts that I would generate friends. It was friends, I would think. And I would generate more and more friends and I would create their content and share it. Oh, man. So I just found that one here. Until Dawn was one of my best clients. Until Dawn was a heavy metal band. iTunes. I would put the link from their iTunes songs every time they had a new album and stuff like that. And I would be the one to sharing it all over the internet, try to get some sales. I forgot, you know, I had to delete it from my mind. I don't even know at the time if this was called social media marketing, if there was even such thing. I remember having a website, a real domain with a website, one of those was like a 5-page website. And I can't remember the domain. I would say it here. I can't remember. I remember selling it years ago. Idle Booster. That's the name of my domain. Idlebooster.com. I'll check if it still exists. It's not mine anymore though. Anyway, my thing was, basically my cash line was, I will make you famous. So all of these people that would have, they would have their bands, they would have the, you know, their singles, anything. and I would try to get them to fame by making them professional profiles on MySpace, you know, back with HTML back then. MySpace, you could change it. You would have fancy pages with all the shiny stuff. And that's what I did. This was 2010. I guess I'll have to change my resume to add that I was doing social media marketing in 2010. I just didn't call it that. I called it making people famous. This is, oh man, it's priceless. Anyway, back to Erich's question. I'm not sure if it is possible, to be honest. I never had the WordPress free version hosted by WordPress. So if anybody knows that, if there's a way, or I can do even better, contact me again, Erich. Send me an email with the link to, that's probably the link that you send there. I'll have a look at it. And we'll try to get a domain that suits you, like your own domain. And I'll put that, I'll get a WordPress uploaded into my server and I'll host that for you for free. And let's see if you can get some content in there and get some templates and all that and make it look good. I'll do that for you. Just contact me. You know how to contact me because you just did. So go ahead and do the same way. And I'll hope to hear from you. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day, just like I'm having. And wow, so good to bring back these memories. So thank you, everybody.